as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Then, you know, sometimes we think that separation is isolation. My brother speaks about being a marriage officer, but so am I. And there's two things I'm not too keen on, that's marriages and funerals, but you have to take your share of them, and I always feel very inadequate. But there's some that I have married who are not saved. I don't throw me out of fellowship for that, because we'd be the very ones that would criticize them if they were living illicitly. But some of them that have been married, I'm thinking of two, John and Mary Burr. They were fed up with the church that they belonged, and that's the one that we don't like over in Ulster, Tech. So that's what they belonged to. And they got fed up with it. So they wanted to be married, and everything was right. I go in to see whether things are right. And we had a full chalet. That's this little place at Indian. And they were most from our church. Now, the reason I married them was that I wanted to preach the gospel. And that's the only reason I prefer marriages. That there are people that come in, and I'm able to preach the gospel. Mary's saved today. Mary's baptized. And Mary is in the assembly at Indian. Mary's home is open on Tuesday morning. Mary goes round the area and invites people in. And so we have what we would call in Ireland a cottage meeting on Tuesday morning in Mary's home. John is very friendly. He hasn't come out to the public meeting. And I said to him one morning, after the meeting was over, he came out of the room. I said, John, why don't you come in? Well, he says, I sit in there sometimes and listen. And so, you see, when I knew he was listening, well, there's more than one way to get the message out. And so, it's going into the room. He's listening. I've seen at least two men in my experience, a dear old brother in South Africa. He was so upset about a meeting we were having in his home that he refused to come in, but he stood outside the door and he listened, and God saved him. And then there was an Indian brother, and he was so angry about his wife getting this religion that he wouldn't go in, and he stood outside the cabin and he listened, and he got saved. So you see, brethren, there's all sorts. We have empty seats, but we often speak to people, and one of the things they do is they read our lives. And in that little close-knit area of Indian, we have been going round for 10 years. Sunday, and then a children's meetings in the summer. But almost every Saturday, going round and round. How many houses do you do? Well, maybe half a dozen. And takes you all day. I have seen me down there for over 10 hours and maybe just touching 6 houses. What do you do? Well, I honestly believe you go into the houses. You talk to them about common things. You know, it's a terrible thing to be ignorant of what's going on around you. And then you're waiting before the Lord for that opportunity to present the Lord Jesus. Has it paid off? When we started with a great exercise in June, together as an assembly, there was 8 of us. And that is not a very, it's a difficult thing sometimes, and it's a fearful thing to commence as an assembly. There are certain liberties that one might enjoy apart from an assembly. But when an assembly is formed, then it becomes a great responsibility. And so I was looking to the Lord, and we have a public meeting at 11 o'clock. And the first Sunday, 4 of those men that I had been speaking to for 10 years, who never darkened the door, And some of their wives didn't. Their children came to the Sunday school. They're coming out every week. They're coming back. And I know that God has purposes of grace. Those men will be saved. I want you to pray for them. And I'll give you their names. Pray for Jim. Pray for Jean. Pray for Sonny. And pray for Steve. Please pray for those men that God will save them and their wives because they're coming out to hear the gospel. And it surely must be. I stood back, brethren, in amazement. And I said to my daughter, I said, well, God is at work. Then another place called Gairdwood, about 16 miles beyond. Now this is a very bleak time of the year, and it's a bleak looking area at this time. But there are people living in the cabins and up the trails and away in these places. And so we began to get a few people coming down from Gairdwood, is 16 miles away. Anchorage is, or the village Indian is about 20 miles south, along a lovely coastal road. They started to come out. Then they came back. And just a couple of weeks ago, they said to me, would you come down to Gairdwood? If we get some people together, would you come down to Gairdwood? Because there's some people who are Christians there, and we know if they only heard, they would come up here. Now, last Wednesday night, brethren, I have a work up there. You know, I'd love to come down more often. But there's a small work. But it's God's work. It's an important work. And I believe that workers should be laborers. Now you see, you can be a tradesman. But that's not what we need. We need laborers. And I went on Wednesday night, and there was 30 people gathered into a house. My heart was thrilled. God is at work. One lady came to me before the meeting started. Pray for a little baby. It had got shots that morning and a number of children had died in the valley. And their mothers had taken to drink and they're depressed. She says, oh, pray, Mr. Thompson, that this little baby won't die. And I did pray for that child. But you know, after the meeting was over, we were having a cup of, I don't know what it was, tea or coffee. I needed Sadie there to tell me what it was you drink, you don't know what you're drinking. But whatever we were drinking, this young lady and another lady, they had been away down to see how the baby was. And she says, Mr. Thompson, the Lord answered the prayer. Little baby's sleeping contently. The temperature's down, and we praise the Lord. Now, as they were going out, the local Methodist minister introduced herself to me. Dear help the girl. Pray that the Lord will save her. But the Lord loves her. We love her so. Love those people. I could hardly get out of here yesterday to hear how things went. You see, the Lord has saved all our children. I have never prayed to the Lord, take Brian or Billy, take my children and make them miss me. Why? It's too serious a life for to be flippant about it. It's the most unnatural life that you will be asked to come into the service of the Lord. What did we do? When we knew the babies were on the way, we gave them to the Lord. And our prayer was, Lord, that they would be used in some local assembly wherever we live. Barry's out in Africa. Which, use my expression, seems to be the kingpin. They give him everything to do out there. Brian is in Anchorage. Pray for him, brethren. He needs our prayers. He's a school teacher. But all the rest of his time is spent in the affairs of the Anchorage Assembly. young man who needs direction. He's still single, by the way, girls. He's the only one that's single. And he told me the other day, he said, and you're single too. So there you are. But nevertheless, he's engaged in that. Who did I turn to when I was coming down to the conference? I turned to Billy. That's our other son. And Billy took the meeting yesterday. He followed up where I had left off. And he said, Dad, it was thrilling. There was a number of people came out from Girdwood. He said we had 36 in the meeting. But he says something else. Two of them invited Billy and his wife, Wendy, home for lunch. He said, Dad, good time speaking about them. He said, they look respectable. You know, down there, they're woodsy people. But these people looked a little bit dignified. They looked as if maybe they had come from somewhere else. And here they were out, this lady and her husband and her aged mother. She told Billy, she says, we are believers in the Lord Jesus. Now, how did he find that out? But she put a check into his hand for $50 and then a $20 bill. And he refused it. He says, no, we don't take anything. He says, we don't want to be known as people that are interested in it. She says, but I'm giving it to the Lord. Well, I says, good for you, boy. When are you going into the work? I says, you get more than I got out of it. $70 at a good preach. Well, that's our second son. I thank God. I'm going to speak to young people. You're married. Get off this idea that we're going to have no children. We had 5. I wish we had had 50. When I saw my 4 boys and my daughter, the boys carrying their mother's casket, my daughter walking before it, I thank God for the heritage that he gave us in our children, all saved and on their way to glory. Can anybody ask for any more? God is faithful. And just in case you think it's all preaching, when we started in June, we needed toilets. We needed a little kitchen. Needed some Sunday school rooms. And I moved 800 cubic feet of dirt with a shovel. And that took a lot of time. So it's not all preaching. But you know, when you're working for the Lord, you'll do anything. I was a tradesman at one time in the shipyard. And I had a number of laborers working for me. And when anything was dirty, I could say, well, you clean that up. And they used to call me Tasty, and I always had gloves. I was a tradesman. But I thank God that the Lord said to Paul, I have made thee a servant, a laborer, not a tradesman. And if it's moving dirt with a shovel, and it's the Lord's will, I'm happy to do it. My wife would say, and kill yourself in the attempt. Building, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We have the outside finished. We got the septic system finished just before I left. And next week we go for the water. Why? It's all necessary. Lots of work. And I do trust some of you who are here today. I wouldn't say all the young ones. You're as old as you feel. When I go into Denny's, you know, and there's a little thing there and it says senior citizens. And I order from that now. And sometimes they say to me, it depends if I've been working hard, but I've had a good night's sleep. They say to me, have you any proof of it? Well, I have a lot of proof up here. But I've reached that age. But I thank God for the health and the strength that the Lord gives me. And so far, I do trust that I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.